stage pass. Obviously, sold out the Agoria, broke all the records. And no, I'm not going to lie and say I was there. I tried to, but I caught a lot of shows. I know everyone says they were there, but it was impossible. But and I'm sure you've been asked before, but
don't know her. Never saw any more of her than you're seeing right there.
It's too bad.
No one believes me, but
they sent us a proof sheet of pictures, and it was cropped like that. I don't know if she has legs. I don't know if she has the top of a head. I don't know anything else.
I'm surprised she never tried to claim it.
I don't. Nobody has any idea who it is.
I mean, this was around the time, I think, of like Frampton Comes Alive.
That was the premise behind it. We had done the first two albums for Epic, and they hadn't sold all that well. And so they were questioning whether they wanted to keep us on the label. And Steve Popovich, who had signed us to the label, he's from Cleveland. Great guy, but he came to see us. We had a meeting. I said, look, come see the band live. You haven't seen the band live in a long time, because we were getting better and we're becoming a good live band. And I said, come see the band live. If you don't think there's something there, then let's just shake hands and part ways. And if you do, let's figure out something. So he came into a show in Youngstown, and it was a great show, and the band was kicking, and he dug the hell out of it. And I can remember we had a meeting at a rest stop on the turnpike, you know. And he said, you know what, you guys haven't been captured the way you should on vinyl. And it was the time of Frampton Comes Alive, you know. So live albums were a little more in vogue. Before, they'd always been like sort of stopgap measures. You know, somebody didn't have any songs together, so you put out a live album. So he said, yeah, well, sweet, okay. Well, we said, well, we have this whole new album written, and we don't want to do it live. It doesn't make any sense, you know. He says, well, no, you gotta give them some stuff that they know. So it's kind of weird for a band that had two albums out to do a live album. But that's why we also took the, I think, four or five songs from the album we were working on and put them on there, like Midwest and Nothing's Gonna Change My Mind and some of the other ones. So that wouldn't be just, you know, things you'd heard before. And it seems to have, that one seems to have struck a chord with people. It still seems to be, for a lot of people, it's their favorite album.
You know, Midwest Midnight has some of that pissed off stuff.
Well, that's the ultimate pissed off song there. And it, once again, it's the ultimate one where I go, gosh, I was right. How did I know
that? That's an anthem, too. I mean, just like Let's Get Show and Roll, that's one of those that's just kids are playing power chords in their basement.
I've never gotten tired of playing that one either. That one's been fun to do over here.